Chapter 9. Problems in Africa. That evening, a colourful African bird flies into Dr. Doolittle's garden.
Dr. Doolittle, help us!
The bird cries.
You must come to Africa, please!
Africa? What's the problem in Africa?
Dr. Doolittle asks.
There's a war there, and terrible battles are happening,
the bird explains.
Many animals are hurt.
Oh no, that's terrible. We must leave immediately,
says the doctor, and begins to pack a suitcase. Just then, Sarah visits and sees the suitcase.
Where are you going?
She asks.
I'm going to Africa. The animals need me there,
says Dr. Doolittle.
But it costs a lot of money to travel to Africa,
says Sarah.
Yes, but Captain Dan is my friend,
explains the doctor.
I can travel on his boat for free. He told me that.
Oh, now I know you're crazy,
Sarah says. But Dr. Doolittle never listens to his sister. He only listens to his heart. So the next day, he leaves with Lap and Chi-Chi on Captain Dan's boat for Africa. The journey is long and hard, but finally the boat arrives in Africa. The fields are very green and full of trees, birds and butterflies. And oh! There's a lot of delicious fruit.
I love Africa,
says Dr. Doolittle. But then he hears a terrible sound. A buffalo is fighting with a rhinoceros. The rhino is hurt and there's blood on its back.
Stop it immediately! Can't you see he's hurt?
Dr. Doolittle shouts. The buffalo stops and looks at Dr. Doolittle, amazed.
Who is this human?
He thinks.
How can he speak the language of the animals?
Dr. Doolittle puts a bandage on the rhino's back and says,
Now you must rest and no more fighting.
But then Dr. Doolittle hears more terrible sounds. All the animals in the jungle are fighting. It's terrible.